Chamber of Commerce boasts about that. But a lot of your major stores aren't there, but stores that have been indigenous to that region ever since I was a kid, you know, still there and still flourishing. So it's hard to say where the, if you meant where the main offices are for the, you know, financial stability of the community, we'd have to say the downtown area, but each has satellites.
Okay, that's a great description. Okay, are there specific neighborhoods that can be identified with particular racial and religious groups?
Well, if there's a, if there's some sectioning done along the religious lines, I'm impervious to it. I really don't know. Ethnically, though, each of the sections that I've named, neither has been black or white communities. But within those areas, in Ansley, for instance, the blacks stayed in one section of Ansley and the whites in the other. And that was the case. But now, you know, it's very, very fluid. I mean, it's getting very difficult. Of course, now, one community has taken a complete transition, Bush Hills, when I was growing up, and until the last 5-10 years was, without a doubt, white, in quotes. And now, it's black, in quotes. I mean, the whites are in the minority there now. And most of the flight from the city has been across the mountain.
So?
Uh-huh. Or out further east, or very, very south, like Hoover. Still 10, 15-minute drive on the freeway, but still outside of the city limits.
Okay, now can you tell me about the, sections that would have different economic levels? For instance, the very rich white, or very rich black, or very poor?
Okay, you know, there are communities. There are some totally black communities, but most of those were developed so that middle-income blacks, middle-class blacks, could have decent and suitable housing,
yeah,
without having to, you know, and the concern about property value and resale value and that kind of thing start coming into vogue in the black community, and more. I didn't say that. People were reaching affluence. There are several communities with 30,000 and upward houses that are strictly black. And they can be identified as such. You know, no whites even opt to get into them. I mean, those that could afford to generally don't.
Do these communities have names? I mean, could you name some of those for
them? Okay, well, the 30,000 upward label wouldn't hold, but Smithfield Estates, for instance, is one. There's North Smithfield Manor with Goldwire Pines, East Goldwire. Further, it's out near the airport at Roslyn Heights, Gaston Estates, A.G. Gaston Estates, and those are, I know several, those are the, that's just about all of them. There might be one or two others that I'm just not cognizant of.
Okay, now what about the white?
Well, the very affluent white is across the mountain, like in Mountain Brook, which has one of the highest per capita incomes of any neighborhood in the United States.
Really?
So they're very, very affluent. Uh-huh, very affluent. And, you know, that's Vestavia and Hoover, and, you know, Mountain Brook, Vestavia, Hoover, homeboy.
Okay, and what about the very poor? You were just saying, is there one area that you could say all are very poor?
Birmingham. Well, most of those, you know, now some people really opt to live in the city, but, you know, with the awareness of pollution, and they, you know, the steel mill, one of the major industries, in the two major industries in this area, the steel mill and the medical center, and with the adverse publicity about the steel mill, some individuals, I guess, tend to get away from that. I really couldn't identify any non-black